Someone's got a tiny penis.
Welcome to Nerdy Thursday.
The world was big and cruel, and cold and gray and sad. But Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad. Because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds. And they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the man, I hope you'll be my friend.
I was going to say, mix them together.
Yeah, I know.
We'll do that at the show.
We're in the show.
Yeah, but we're not at that part yet. Fuck it, here, try it.
Ugh, yours looks nasty.
How is it?
Yours are gross.
You're not going to drink this out of this again, are you?
No, that's why I gave it to you, you sick bastard.
Ugh.
Ugh. I think it's because yours is nasty.
I mean, mine tastes alright. Welcome everybody to Nerdy Thursday. We're your two hosts, Sean and Mitch, and we're just a couple of guys who like nerd culture and beers and games.
And all that jazz!
Give me a break! I'm Sean. With me, as always, is my boy Mitch. What's up, dude?
Oh, man. I just went on a shopping spree.
Yeah? What'd you get?
Nice blazer.
Yeah? Like, is that a car? Or are you talking about a jacket?
Nice jacket.
Oh, okay.
To wear for occasions.
Yeah, that's fancy. Look at you getting all fancy.
Yeah, I know. Look at these fucking shoes.
I know. What you gotta learn is to stop putting stuff in the front pocket of your pants.
I can't help it. It's so convenient.
Because you're getting marks.
It's the keys. I know.
Dude, I do it all the time. Well, I was doing it all the time. No, I don't put anything in my front pockets. Marks up way too easy.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else new?
I also have a stain on my knee. I'm surprised you didn't mention that one, too.
Nah, it's way too high for you to be on your knees, unless you fell forward. And in which case you
would
be
probably here. Would have been a better story.
I just got back from DC, which was fun, which is kind of funny because last time we recorded about this exact same subject, like 4 days ago, we talked about how I just got back from Iceland and then we got into all that. But I just got back from DC. I had a nice weekend down there. I'm sick as hell, so I probably sound a little bit different than what you guys are used to. It may sound like a man, which is also not what you guys are used to.
Yeah. That's shocking for me. Yeah, I bet.
Who's that guy in the show? But yeah, that was a really good time. I made pumpkin pie for the first time. Brought it down and fucking, it was a huge hit. Like, I couldn't believe it. I don't even like pumpkin pie, so like, there's no way for me to test how good it was.
You can't really test pumpkin pie either, because somebody will know.
Oh, yeah, because there'll be a big old bite missing.
Yeah.
Yeah. But, plus, I made two of them.
How hard is it to scoop something out of a tin? Come on.
No. I'm not going to lie, I used a pre-baked frozen crust, but I made all of the stuff that went into it, and it blew the shit out of the whatever fucking pie the other person brought. That just tasted like straight up nutmeg.
So, you went to Washington, D.C. for a Friendsgiving?
There's more to it than that, but yeah.
Sweet.
Yeah. Friendsgiving / housewarming party kind of thing.
Neato.
And, yeah. We can leave it there, I think.
I don't know why you went as far as you did.
Whatever. So, guys, we really anticipated this coming out last week. But at the end of the episode, I noticed that those random pops that you may have heard in the early episodes somehow came back and really destroyed the show. I couldn't get them out. And instead of releasing something that you guys would probably not even get halfway through, we decided to just kind of skip that week, re-record when I got back into town, and we'll release this for this week.
Except that he ignored me, and so we didn't record earlier.
Listen, I was out of town somewhere very important where I muted all my Facebook messages.
Uh-huh.
You could have texted me like a normal person.
Yeah, but then you got back.
Uh-huh.
And you didn't check.
No, because I forgot that I muted all my Facebook messages. There's something called texting. You don't have to hit me up at 9 different social media mediums. That's part of the reason why I got rid of Snapchat, because that was reason number 6. Or outlet number 6 that you would hit me up on. So here we are. Let's We're back.
You too. FaceTime?
Nope. Don't have an iPhone.
Oh, yeah.
Ha-ha.
Just call you. Anybody else wants to call you?
Cool.
Go ahead. 413-770. Really?
Yeah. Those bleeps are gonna those bleeps are gonna be real obnoxious in the show. Oh man. Guys, before we get into the show though, I do wanna just give a quick shout out to our website, nerdythursday.com. You can go there and check out all of our previous episodes, check out all of the logos that our main man Brian Betts comes through with and pops up for those. You can go through and sort through it to see what you're looking for, or just go through our backlog. So check that out, nerdythursday.com. And from there, you can find all our social media and hop onto our Patreon. But Mitch, before we get started, what are you drinking?
You're not even going to believe this.
Oh, I believe it, because I'm sitting in front of you and I see what you're drinking.
Who said I was...
They're not going to believe it.
Yeah, who said I was talking to you?
Oh. I guess, like, your distant eyes right now, like, staring off into the distance.
Should have told you.
Yeah.
So anyway, this beautiful blue drink that I'm sure you left all that commentary in.
I did.
And they heard.
Yeah.
Is a Four Loko.
Yeah.
Frost.
Uh-huh.
Which is 14%.
And it comes in a gigantic 24-ounce can.
How big is this?
I think that's a 24-ounce can.
I don't even think they put... Oh, 23.5.
Oh, motherfuckers, Robin!
Yeah.
God damn it.
It's a pint, 7.5 fluid ounces.
Yeah?
Yeah. A serving size, 5 fluid ounces.
this thing has
only 5 servings.
Well, that's kind of fucked up, because it's like, how are you going to open up a beer and then only have, like, a fifth of it? You know?
In warning to the listeners?
Yeah.
This drink contains alcohol.
Oh, okay. Guys, if you're concerned, I'm going to pour a little bit of that in here so I don't get the mixture.
Oh, yeah.
I want to try that straight up. Cool. That's good. Thank you. How would you go ahead and rate that Four Loko?
On a scale of Four Lokos?
How are we
this
going
out? This is probably a 2.5 Loko.
That's pretty
I don't
awesome.
I've definitely had one of these before, but I don't remember which one.
Yeah.
Or the rest of the night, so.
Give yours a sip here. That's that's awful.
I like it.
I am
partial to blue, though.
When you mentioned, I like blue better than my orange / red over here.
If they had a green, I would have bought it.
Yeah, buddy. Up top.
Green's the best flavor. Green's the best color flavor.
Yes. Absolutely. Freeze Pops. Green Drank.
Jolly Ranchers.
Jolly Ranchers. Yup. Or, what were those ones? It wasn't Laffy Taffy. Airheads.
Mm-hmm.
Airheads, that was pretty good. Or you got the white one and you guessed what you had. When you said this tastes like cough syrup, you weren't lying. My tongue just went numb.
Mm-hmm.
In case anybody else here is wondering, God, that's so bad. In case anyone else is wondering,
yeah,
I am also drinking a Four Loko. This one is 420 Blaze It! In actuality, it's just the Blaze flavor, which is the orange. I don't know what flavor that's supposed to be, but it's also 14%, and it's in a 23.5-ounce can. And you know what I was going to say before when we were talking? I'm like, I'm going to save it. This, do you remember drinking Sparks energy drinks?
I was going to say you forgot. I didn't drink the Sparks.
Oh, man. That was the first alcoholic beverage that I had, and I liked. So, like, I had...
Never mind. I drank a shit ton of Sparks.
Yeah. So good. Dude, so good. So, I got a little story about that.
That was a shitty time in Myrtle Beach. And we went down there for, like, during bike week. I'm going to jump in front of you and tell my story
before
you get to tell yours.
Yeah, that's cool.
Like, we were in Myrtle Beach when this was in the Marine Corps. And four of us just randomly were like, it's 2 hours away. Let's go to fucking Myrtle Beach tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy is like, sure, I'll drive. So, we get down there. Find out it's bike week, and we're like, fuck, we're not getting a hotel room.
Oh, no.
We get on the strip, and like, you know how in the middle of the strip, it's more touristy and a little nicer, not nicer, but it seems cleaner?
Yeah.
And as you go further and further away from the center, It just gets worse and worse.
Yeah, until you're in, like, racist capital USA.
Yeah, so we are right on the line. And we walked into this hotel room, and we kind of smelled. This is kind of funky smell as soon as you walked in.
Mm-hmm.
I can still remember it. We looked at each other, and we're like, the only reason this room's available is somebody was just murdered in it.
Oh, Jesus. Yeah.
We ended up doing, like, a four-man spoon on the bed. No blankets. Nobody changed out of their clothes. The toilet was shaky and only, like, held up by a piece of, like, balsa wood.
A shim?
Yeah. And we were like, all right. Nice.
Oh, my God. That's crazy.
That's why when we went to Louisville for the Arcade Expo, I was super comfortable sleeping in that ghetto room. Because yeah. It wasn't that bad.
It wasn't that bad. We just didn't have a goddamn microwave or a fridge.
Or a phone with numbers.
Dude, it had a rotary dial. Shit was crazy. So, Sparks. All right, so I'll tell this story real quick.
And this is how it relates to that.
Okay.
That's what we brought a trunk full to drink.
Yes! Yes.
I knew I told that story for a reason.
So I moved down to Arizona when I was 17. And, you know, my sister was down there, so we got an apartment together. And one of her friends, like, the first time I got, like, shit-faced was on champagne. Like, I started drinking later, like, 17, almost 18. And, like, we played drinking games with champagne. I was like, oh, what the fuck? That wasn't that bad. It was a Miller Lite. I, to this day, cannot even look at Miller Lite without getting disgusted. Nice. Like, that shit was gross. So then we played, like, a week or two later, we played, like, some more drinking games with Miller Lite. Just fucking nasty, dude. Like, I couldn't stand it. And then, you know, I branched out into other stuff and never really found what I really dug. And then going around our apartment, our apartment complex, huge place, like, just complex building, couple of tennis courts, couple of jacuzzis, gym, shit like that. I was always hanging out and, like, trying to meet new people, and I met this guy. I don't remember what his name is. I bet you...
Bubba.
If you were to Google VH1 True Life Ecstasy Dealer Arizona, his name would come up.
Okay.
Guarantee it, because he carried around that VHS tape with him wherever he went, because he was... He was the quote-unquote star of that show.
That's awesome.
It's kind of funny. Like, the shit we got into, like, later on, like, with pot and stuff was kind of crazy. But he's like, hey, man, you should come over. We'll chill sometime. I'm like, hell yeah. Dude had, like, PlayStation 2, had SOCOM online. Like, I had never seen a game played online before that time. This was, like, 2005. Like, on a console. For a console. And he had me, like, hit his bong, which was just, like, packed with resin, which is fucking gross.
Delicious.
And he had Sparks. And, dude, for, like, the next year and a half, that's obnoxious, for, like, the next year and a half, just Sparks. Sparks all the time. I ended up working at, like, T-Mobile, which was right next to a Subway. And we made it in good with those guys. So I'd go over there and just get, like, a 16-ounce cup. Bring it back, 16-ounce cup, half a pound of pepperoni, go back to my desk and fill that fucking thing up with Sparks and just get trashed at work every day.
You disgust me.
Dude, I was like 18, it's whatever. It was a good time. But this, to wrap back around to the original point, this Blaze tastes exactly like Sparks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm completely okay with that. And this has given me such a nostalgia trip, it's not even funny.
Gross.
Before we get into the show, we're doing a new thing. We're going to do the call real quick.
Yeah.
I know we have another thing.
Call?
No, we have a call, and we've got a file to play.
I thought we got another call.
Nope, Stephen Michael and something from Brian.
Oh, nobody's called us yet?
No.
God.
I know. Well, it also would help if we put out shows on a more consistent basis. This last month has been kind of rough.
It's been a rough, month.
Excuse me. But we're going to get back into the flow of it, and I fully expected that to be the case as of last week, but shitty quality. But I've got a call pulled up from Stephen Michael, and let's give it a listen.
Hey, Nerdy Thursday. Stephen Michael from Facebook, number one, undisputed fan.
Undisputed.
I think my shakes are finally going to go away now that you're bringing the episodes back. Although I'm sure it was totally worth going on your trip, Sean. You had a good time. Looks like you did. Looks like you've seen some awesome things.
It was awesome.
It actually inspired me to have a conversation with my wife to go there because that sounds like a reasonably priced, amazing trip.
Do it.
Berkshire's are way better.
At any rate, looking forward to the show. Looking forward to the Gus Cast / See You Next Tuesday podcast. Yeah. Good to see you guys are back. Keep it nerdy.
The good thing is Gus works Monday through Friday now.
Yeah, do those on Sundays.
Why?
I don't know. Oh, he just can't randomly show up?
Yeah, exactly. So now we know when to record. Now that he's back to work.
You're welcome, dude. Hey, everybody listening, you know, big apologies for it. You know, us taking a little break. It was kind of unforeseen, and we tried everything that we could to get in there and keep stuff coming out, but... Yeah, I'm glad to be back. I also did notice that the Pops were back on the last recording before we took the call, so we stopped. I changed ports. I checked all my settings, checked my mic. So hopefully you're still here. If you are still here, thank you for sticking around. And if I notice them coming up again, we'll just hop out, hop back in, and I'll put a little bloop in there or something to continue the show. But coming up from after that, we have something to play from Brian. Brian, I did have an honest-to-goodness reaction to this.
I didn't like that. He sent us a teaser.
Let us know kind of what it was.
Somebody's going to take a clip of that.
So, that started to play automatically. But I did have an honest-to-goodness reaction to this. It's incredible. My computer actually crashed, so I lost that file. I really wish I could have put it in here. But everybody listening, listen to what Brian did.
Clip of that when I... Somebody's going to take a clip of that when I say, I'm going to get you off. When I say, I'm going to get you off. 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 Get you off. Get you off. I'm gonna get you off. What is the weirdest thing that you've ever cranked down to? Cranked down to means jerk off. I'm gonna get you off. I'm gonna get you off. What is the weirdest thing that you've ever cranked down to? Cranked down to. I'm gonna get you off. I'm gonna get you off. Somebody's gonna jerk off. I'm gonna jerk you off. I'm gonna get you off.
I definitely didn't say I'm gonna jerk you off.
Sure you didn't.
Get you off. That was pretty good. That was pretty good.
Yeah. The goggles were unnecessary, personally.
What I didn't necessarily want is a... or don't necessarily want, but need...
Uh-huh.
Is a CD of that, and I will blast it in the truck louder and more often than I ever played Jungle-O.
Oh, yeah, you're going to drive around with a CD of me yelling, I'm going to get you off,
yeah.
Jerk you off.
Yeah.
All right,
like,
I mean...
You know how we were just talking, like, my story of Myrtle Beach, we were talking about the strip?
Yeah.
I want to go to, like, Hampton Beach and just cruise nice and slow up the road all summer long.
Can go to P-Town.
Playing that.
Go to pizza.
Oh, even better.
Oh my god, that'd be hilarious. Brian, that's amazing. That's gonna if you're cool with it, message us on Twitter or hit us up on Twitter. If you're cool with it, I would like to put that on our SoundCloud as a standalone file. If you're cool with that, let me know, because I want that to pop up on everybody's phone.
Oh, just check, like, them. Yeah, it's cool.
Just
he'll send us the file.
No, I already have the file.
Oh, even better.
Yeah. As long as he gives the okay, it's going up there.
Oh, it's going up there.
But we have prolonged long enough.
Yeah, let's talk about this show.
And I want to get into this show. So, without further ado, Nick Arcade!
Just kidding.
Oh my god, okay. Nick Arcade, you can hold 1 second. One hot, quick second. Coming into that announcement that we're getting into the show, we have a voicemail that pops up right now.
Yes!
Now, we have, in previous episodes, just kind of ignored it. We'll hold it on to next week. Not this time. No.
Thank goodness.
This is the time for voicemails. So what we're going to go ahead and do is we're going to play this message, and then we'll get straight into the show so that you guys can enjoy the rest of your days at work. Suckers. Just kidding. Yeah, I really wish this downloaded faster so I wouldn't have to sit in that awkward silence.
You deserve it.
Coming in hot, I think this is, it looks like Micah's number.
Yo. It's Exalted Lord Micah Purdue.
Nice.
Coming in hot with a would you rather, just makes on cringe. It is extra, extra spicy and extra, extra awful.
So I'm extra, extra ready.
My would you rather is, would you rather pry off one of your thumbnails with a fork? And not the regular fork either, like a salad fork. The one that'll get all the way up in there, the smaller one. That's a salad fork, right?
Like an oyster fork?
Pry off your thumbnail with a salad fork. Or stick a toothpick, and not one of those little pansy wooden toothpicks, but like the cool metal toothpicks that you keep in your pocket for when you eat fancy dinners all the time.
If he says pee hole.
Put a toothpick underneath your big toenail and kick a wall.
Oh!
Hard. Like kick a wall real hard.
Did not see that coming.
For me, we're going to go with... Yeah. Which one do we want to go with? We're going to go fork. Because I would kick at the wall and miss, and then hit myself in the eye. Tell me how that works. All right, dudes. Talk to you later. Peace.
I don't see how that works.
Okay. My answer.
I didn't know you were so flexible.
Right? Here's the thing.
I totally would go toothpick without the kick.
Yes, anyone in the right mind would go toothpick without the kick. I'm like, dude, that's fucking terrifying to even think about.
My foot hurts.
God damn it. I would, even when he said, like, he started off, rip up, pry off one of your thumbnails with a fork, I'm like, man, that doesn't sound bad because I know where this could possibly be going.
Right?
So I'm going to go ahead and say, for me personally, I'm prying my fucking thumbnail off with a tiny fork.
That's gonna be hard.
Yeah. Well,
I'm practicing right now with my.
Did you know?
I'm practicing right now with my phone and.
Listeners, y'all about to hear some new shit that's gonna blow your mind. But if you, everybody, take a minute and look at your thumbs. Okay. Now look at where your nail ends and your cuticle is, and then look at your thumb knuckle. Your nail ends about halfway between those two.
Sweet.
So if you're prying that shit off, you're ripping up until halfway up your knuckle. And I only know that because I had that happen with my big toe.
Yeah.
Where the back of my toenail ripped up through my skin about an inch back.
That's gross.
Or half an inch back. And it was fucking terrifying.
I don't know why you assume all 4 inches are the same.
Because they still work the same. Hands and feet are basically the same thing.
Oh, I know.
Then I can make that assumption. Nick Arcade with Phil Moore and a bunch of bratty kids who think they know a bunch of shit and think they're pretty good at video games. I feel like this is a pretty good synopsis of the show.
Yeah, we're done.
Yeah.
Good job.
Thank you, everybody, for listening. Quick shout out, Cowabunga Breakfast. Anyways, just kidding. This is a show much like on all the other shows that we covered back in... March, April, pretty much like right after the Tadpog trip, we got into a bunch of game shows. I think the only ones I really want to cover from here on out are probably Nickelodeon Guts, Wild and Crazy Kids. Yeah, I think those are the only two that we need to cover. Let us know which one you want us to cover first, and we'll put that on the list to get there at some point. But this show, like many of the other shows, starts with two of the kids. So this is two teams of two. So four kids total. One kid from each team standing right in the middle at the face-off, which is an arcade game that was, what, developed specifically for the show? I think you made a point of that.
I didn't even hear your question.
The face-off game was developed specifically for the show.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Right? Straight rip-off of real games.
Yeah. I remember you saying, like, while we were watching that, that looks like this. How did they get away with it? I'm like, I think that's just a game. You looked it up and it's like, nope.
No. All the games were specifically created for the show, but huge ripoffs.
Yeah.
Of Pong.
All the ones that Paper they played Boy. In the game, not like the arcade cabinets.
Yeah, the arcade cabinets were just different systems.
Yeah.
Dressed up all fancy.
Mm-hmm.
But the actual game where they face off was specifically made for the show by the creators.
Which, the one I think we watched, so we had one that was kind of like a really trippy version of Pong, where if it made it past the paddle, it didn't, like, the person didn't lose, but it, like, bounced off this mucus membrane of a wall.
Yeah, for
points. And kept going, and it was, like, kind of ridiculous. Like, it was fun to watch.
I like it way better than Pong.
Yeah, I don't like losing, because I'm not fast enough. I feel if the ball still moves. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Okay.
And then the next one we watched was, like, if you took Paperboy, you played Paperboy, right?
Yeah, buddy.
So if you took Paperboy,
a 55-inch TV once.
Really? How was that?
It's very, very weird.
Yeah? Are you any good at Paperboy?
Beat your ass.
Oh, shit. Well, I smell an episode coming down the line, ladies and gentlemen. But this game, if you were to take Paperboy, zoom in to, I would say, to like a Super Nintendo, like, fighter sprite kind of size, you know? That's how close you are. Uh-huh. Imagine you're playing Street Fighter. Boom, right there. And then you were to tilt it sideways so that the Paperboy on his bike is between your camera and the house. This motherfucker's pedaling. Obstacles everywhere. He's just trying to get as far as he can possibly go without, in the time limit. What was that, a minute? Probably a minute?
Yeah, 30 seconds, a minute.
And he or she wins. So, total rip-offs of normal games. Yeah. But they all looked like a lot of fucking fun to play. Like, I would
try, definitely.
Like, I would love to have, if we ever get to something where, like, you know, we expand, we maybe do, like, a little bit of Twitch streaming, and we play, do, like, maybe one night, one or two nights a month where we just, like, game together. That's the kind of game that I would want to play for, like, 20 minutes. Just be like, you suck! Or vice versa. You know what I mean?
Gotcha.
Yeah, it looked like a lot of fun. So, the whole point of them playing this face-off game, folks, is whoever won took control of the round. Now, these rounds, it's kind of like a mixture of, what would you say, like, it was like a board game, slash video game, slash trivia game, slash...
Yeah.
Like, a whole bunch of shit. Like, take any of the other games, just minus any of the physical activity.
I think, I think the best, the best game to compare it to that people probably play at home is Cranium. Because what Cranium is it's a board game, but you have Pictionary elements, Trivial Pursuit elements, Charades elements.
Yeah.
And there's another element, but I don't remember what it is.
And then you couple that with a game board that's like 8x10, 8x12.
Yeah.
You know, rectangular, a bunch of squares, and you have Mikey, which is your avatar creature that you're guiding along this board. So if you win a challenge and you tell him, you want him to go left, you want him to go right, you want him to go up to, you want him to go down. Every time he goes one of these places, he's going to hit one of the four P's, which is...
points, puzzles, pop quizzes, or the best, prizes.
Prizes. You know, you
and the prizes
the best
from the board isn't even that good, but I'm going to save why, you know, I want to save what we have to talk about for the prizes till later.
Okay.
Because that was fantastic. And I completely forgot about it until we started talking about it.
I just forgot about that until you just said what you said. I'm like, I know what he's talking about.
And I hope I get it right.
I think you will. Because that was hilarious. So as you're going through this board, you can get something. You could get, you could run into the bully, which will end your turn.
Yep.
You can get points, which will just add to your board. You can get pop quizzes, which is like trivia questions, kind of like Double Dare. Whoever gets that question gets the points and control of the round. And pop quizzes, what was it?
No, the pop, it was like a video pop quiz.
Oh, yeah. In video pop quiz.
Well, pop quiz had a bunch of different stuff in it or something. But they like, or is that the video puzzle? Oh, pop quiz was the,
that's the trivia. Like,
trivia.
Yeah.
But the puzzles was like a video puzzle where they would do different like quick videos where like would show like a traffic jam, mm-hmm. but they would, you know, throw a bowling ball and you're like, what was that sound?
Yeah. What are you supposed to be seeing?
Yeah.
Kind of thing. And we saw this kid try to, on a standard definition TV, which, guys, I don't know when the last time you watched something on standard definition, like, from the 90s, but that's duty! Like, so bad. It's really, really bad.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. but what you should do is watch this show and figure out what we're talking about. But there was this point where this kid had to break apart this standard definition TV screen that was unfuzzying itself, unstaticking itself.
Yep.
And it was like Michael Jackson's Thriller. And when he buzzed in and called that out, I'm like, how the fuck did he get that? But the thing is like right when he buzzed in, you're like, oh, that's Thriller. I'm like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah.
What was the towel that they could land on to get the video game?
That's Video Challenge.
Video Challenge. So you could do the puzzles, pop quizzes, prizes, and points, and
yeah, it's one. The four P's.
Yeah.
Video Challenge.
Yeah.
Enemy.
Yes. Your game over. The bully. Game
the goal.
Over. Yep.
Or a time bomb.
Oh, what's time bomb do?
In the rare occurrence that Mikey moved to a space that had already been that he already been landed on would occur, the team control Mikey had 10 seconds to spell a word, alternating letters back and forth between team members, and if a team correctly pong spelled a word, they kept control. Otherwise, the other team would gain control.
I'm not going to lie. Mitch, this is one of my favorite games that I watched as a kid. Or one of my favorite shows that I watched as a kid. Like, Nick Arcade's on. Holy crap. I don't remember this ever occurring.
The time bomb?
Yeah.
Well, you gotta
be, like, ever.
You got to be fast. For someone special. Retarded to double hit a space.
Happy birthday, Joe Willard.
Also,
this is his birthday earlier this week.
I saw that. Also, happy birthday. Also, the only reason that you would ever, this is a huge gripe I have, the only reason you'd ever have to backtrack onto a tile if you weren't retarded is if you made like all the way across the line and didn't get to the goal or whatever. But guess what? There was never enough fucking time in the show to ever get to the goal or have to go backwards.
It was like,
it was fucking ridiculous.
Yeah, and what actually drives me nuts about this, like how dumb some kids can be, they show you the fucking path to the goal before the game starts.
Do they show that to the kids or just the audience?
No, they show it to the kids because he gestures to the board. They show it, and then it all disappears. It does like that wave effect on the board. Because the kids always, in the couple of episodes we watched, the kids always walk towards it. Like, say if they had to go two tiles to the right, they always somehow, in the course of action, made it the two tiles to the right to make sure that they're in the correct line going down.
Gotcha. Okay.
So I'm almost 100% positive. Correct me if I'm wrong. Listeners, if I'm wrong, by all means, hit up that website, find a social media link, and let us know. Or give us a call. Because we also, we just want to hear your voice anyways. So, yeah, that's also a thing. So, these guys went through a couple of rounds of this to get to the wizard challenge at the end. Now, we did just refer to something called the video challenge. Excuse me one second.
This is a damn joke, too. Because all it does is get the team who's in control to jump up and go over to the arcade cabinets.
Yep.
Which were, there's five of them that they could choose from.
Yep.
At the beginning of each game.
And it was kind of, it was, there was like 20 different games that they could choose from, but it was randomly selected to be five.
Yeah. So what they would do is pick their games, and if you picked a game, nobody else could use it the rest of the show, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then they had the wizard's goal, and that was the whole point of going over there and to beat that.
Yeah, because if you didn't beat the wizard goal, your partner was wagering points to see, you know, how many points he'd wager if you had beat the wizard's goal. The
plus or minus style.
Yeah.
And so, those goals were so fucking cheap. Like, we were talking about the Joe and Mac one before, and how it was 80 points
What's that? And four pterodactyls.
Yeah, you just got to knock four pterodactyls out of the air. And there's four pterodactyls in the first 6 seconds. People would just walk by them.
Okay, watching that, and you're like, this is bullshit. Why aren't these... Swing! Because you got those kids that are actually kind of good at video games, right? And then you have the ones that are just really bad. Like that last one that we watched that had those two girls, and they were playing Joe and Mac.
Oh, yeah, and they were both models.
Yeah. Literally, the girl got 20 points.
Yeah.
20 points. That's enough for one goddamn pterodactyl in a minute. Like, are you serious?
Yep.
I could not. We both... Little tangent. We both went to Hinzoyu Center as kids.
We had a whole video game room.
We had a whole video game room. Exactly. Sega Genesis, nine of them. Nine tiny, 24-inch TVs.
Yeah.
Nine Sega Genesises. This little cabinet in the corner that had a bunch of carts in there where you could pick a game and come and play it. I know that if I went on that show and I played that poorly... I would have gotten my ass kicked at the youth center.
Yeah, buddy.
Like, those kids would have kicked the shit out of me.
Heck yeah.
Especially
because you had video game room kids.
Yeah.
And then you had...
I was a video game room kid. Like, you
more
had...
More of a tangent.
Yeah.
Until the youth center was the greatest thing ever.
It really was. Like, you had a pool room.
Yeah, they had...
To go shoot pool.
And bumper pool. Ski ball. Bumper pool. Foosball.
Yep.
Speed hockey.
The other room had that basketball game where you could just shoot.
And then they had long tables because they had a shit ton of board games.
Yep.
And a little concession stand area/member room.
Those lemon heads were my jam. You could go upstairs and people were playing dodgeball.
That was technically my first job.
You worked at the youth center?
The Hinsdale Youth Center concession stand.
No fucking shit.
Yeah, they let members work there.
What?
And basically you worked there for an hour and you just got free candy the rest of the night.
I'm actually upset. I don't know if you just saw my eyes kind of switch from complacency to upset, but that just happened.
And the only thing that you had to do in order to work there was be able to count change.
Man, math is always... I'm upset right now.
And I think, I can just remember everything about the Hinsdale Youth Center.
God damn, and you're younger than me.
Right next to the little concession stand area. You'd only get one plastic cup and you had to write your name on it.
I remember that.
And you'd leave it over there.
And we're talking, when you say plastic cup, I'm talking you're talking those little 4 ounce plastic cups.
So, a quarter a pop.
Yeah. Where you could get little 4 ounces of Mountain Dew for a quarter.
Now, I got a question for you.
Shit.
I was going to call this in to Tadpog.
Okay.
Because I was listening to some old episodes working today.
Yeah. Of Tadpog?
Yeah.
I listened to some old ones on the way to DC.
Yeah.
Dude, that Chip and Dale's one had me dying.
I'll have to... I don't know where it is.
Die. So good.
I might have already listened to it.
Mm-hmm.
But this was Ken Griffey Jr.
Okay.
And they ask, because they both did this and they both had different names for it. Mixing all of the different syrups or sodas into something.
Okay.
Did you have a special name for that?
For mixing all of the different sodas?
Yeah.
No, I didn't have a special name for that.
I didn't think we did.
No, we didn't. It was just like, I need orange soda, Mountain Dew, and Sprite, please. Yeah. You know, something like that.
Yeah, they called it a graveyard and a suicide.
What?
Yeah, I never heard of anything like that.
That's crazy. That's taking it to the next level.
I mean, the only thing I can think of is I used to go to the South Street so I'd go to South Street and they had a slush puppy machine.
Oh,
man. And I'd get a mixer.
Dude, you
look at... Which was all of them.
You look at it, it looks like a fucking rainbow going up the thing.
It's awesome.
So good. It's like when you go to, I know you can still do this at most movies. Do you ever get the slushies when you go to the movies?
Fuck no.
Oh, I get those. I don't get sodas. If I get something to drink, I'm gonna get that. It's an extra dollar.
I get the soda because I mix all my nips in there.
Well, you can put vodka in a slushy.
Gross.
Yeah, but those are amazing. You always mix blue and red.
Whatever.
Okay. Cool.
I used to do that at Ames.
We need to stop right now. Dude, you're bringing
just
up...
Just nostalgia trip.
Dude, you're bringing up shit that I forgot about.
It's because I don't like this art. I don't like Nick Arcade. It wasn't that great. I'm just trying to avoid it.
Which is funny, because, like, I remember your rating when we finished out last time, so I'm real curious as to where you go here. So we'll... Okay, let's powerbomb through the rest of this, and then we'll just chat for a minute and wrap it up. But they go through this two rounds of this.
Yeah.
To get to the video challenge, or the video arcade room, or whatever the fuck it's called.
The wizard thing?
No, it was called finale. Something. It was called something specific. It doesn't really matter.
The video zone.
The video zone. So, these kids, all competing for points, playing video games. Some of them, I think the most popular ones, probably Joe and Mac, Sonic the Hedgehog, which was a special edition. I don't know if you know that, but that was a specially made game for that show.
That's pretty sick.
Because you can't play.
So you couldn't pre-practice?
You couldn't pre-practice, but also Sonic didn't really... it wasn't very advantageous to try to do a high score challenge in Sonic.
Yeah.
So they made, like, a special zone.
Yeah.
Which is kind of cool. And what was it? War of Monsters? Or Monster Clash or something?
King of Monsters?
King of Monsters. Dude, I remember watching that show, and I just had... I had an NES growing up, and... we've talked about it before. We had the Genesis upstairs. I didn't have, like, anything else until 96, other than, like, the DOS computer. I didn't have anything else until 96 when we got the PlayStation 1. And, man, I remember watching them playing King of Monsters, and I'm like, I want to play that game so fucking bad. Like, I still want to play that game so bad. But, yeah. So, when they get into the, what do they call it? The video zone?
Video zone.
The video zone, it's one of three different of the wizards. You got the wizard, you got the brute, you got the fire mage. And it's each one of these, it's three rounds, and you got 2 minutes to complete it all, I do believe. Was it 2 minutes or a minute?
Minute, all three.
It was a minute to complete all three. And so how it works is you got the team of two. One person has control of the first one. Second person has control of the second zone. And then both of them have to fight the wizard at the end. Now, each time you watch the show, it was kind of different because they had probably like 10 or 15 different scenarios for the first one, 10 or 15 different scenarios for the second one, and then the
five.
And then the three for the last one. It was only five?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Never mind. Dude, I don't remember jack shit.
Man. It just seems like that because if you use math like we were talking about with the money.
Yeah.
And then it's five times five
yep.
times three
yep.
to get the different things, which is 75.
Yeah. That extrapolates out. So every time it kind of seemed kind of different, it always looks so fun. And when I was a little kid watching these kids play this, and you're like, this was like, this show was out between what, 91 and 94-ish? Like, yeah. That time zone. So I was like 5, 6, 7 years old.
Oh, within 1992, yeah.
Watching this game being played. So I had no fucking clue what was going on. I thought these kids were actually in a goddamn video game. I'm like,
also, another quick tidbit.
Okay.
There was 84 episodes of this show.
Total?
Yeah. So if there's 75 different combinations, there's basically a different combination at the end.
Every time.
And then in season two, they actually changed the rooms the last challenge.
The wizard challenge?
Wizard. Yeah.
Yeah.
Each wizard got a more, like a little bit different of a room.
Okay. So I was a little bit confused because I was looking at pictures while I was doing like a little bit of research on this show. And I remember the first season, it didn't matter who you're facing. It was all the same room.
Yeah.
You know, it had the two tiers, bottom tier, top tier, and two staircases that kind of met.
Yep.
You know, went up at an angle and had probably a block's worth of space between them, separating them in the center.
Yeah.
And that's pretty much where the wizard was, and you had to get the orbs. I was looking at pictures, and I was seeing, like, different rooms for that shit. Apparently, I never saw any of the second season, because that blew the fucking mind off me.
Which is the bubble room, the crystal room, and the snow cave.
What? That's pretty crazy.
Yeah. And now I got a really... I got a good question for you.
Okay.
What are the names?
I have no fucking clue.
Three wizards.
I have no fucking clue. That's why I said brute, wizard, and whatever face. All right.
Now, two of them start with an M and one starts with an S.
It still doesn't help me at all.
Okay.
Like, I literally cannot tell you a single one. Murloc?
Yeah, that's one.
Yeah! Murloc's a famous wizard, isn't he?
Merlin?
Oh, okay. Wow, I got really lucky. Shit. Like, it's one of those things where you say something and they're like, that sounds really familiar.
That's what I was thinking, too. I was like, why does that sound so much like the real thing?
Yeah.
Then, the other M.
Chandra?
Okay, no.
No.
But it's Scorchia.
Scorchia? Yeah, she Scorchia. Was the flame witch.
Now, the last M, the witch, third wizard.
Murloc. No, you already said that one. Said that. Oh, but that Murloc was the brute. I don't even think he was the wizard.
I don't know. I think this guy's the brute.
Okay.
Just because of his name.
Okay.
Have you ever seen Blazing Saddles?
No.
I fucking hate you. Good thing it didn't break.
Dude, I would have laughed so hard if your iPhone just shattered. It was worth it. It was worth it.
I needed the sound effect.
Oh my god. Wouldn't it have been smarter to drop your beer?
No, it's full.
Jesus Christ.
Mongo.
Mongo! Yes, that was. So, yeah, that makes sense. Because Steve Mongo McMichael. Steve McMichael. He was a player on the Bears. He turns into a pro wrestler. He's part of the Four Horsemen.
Okay.
Yeah. He had a briefcase. Always carried it around. He's a cheater.
All right.
Just wanted to shout that out. But he was a bruiser. And now that you say that, I probably should have remembered that.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Cool.
Pretty awesome. So, once, if they were able to complete all of the three challenges, which, okay, that last room, you either have people that play smart or people are straight retarded.
I'm glad you remembered to talk about
Jesus this. Christ. That one girl, do you remember that episode where we watched that one girl not fucking move from her spot in the bottom right-hand corner for the entirety of that battle?
She was there to hit start, though, when her teammate was dying.
Her partner could have hit start. And also, like, people are, they're crawling through. Okay, I don't know in what video game that you live in where you can just stand in the enemy's hitbox and not get hurt, but these girls were straight dumb. Like, this girl literally died.
They did not do good.
Yeah, this girl literally died 7 times because she just kept freaking getting running down on her hands or knees.
She would double, there was no, what is it, when you get hit and you flash?
Invincibility frames.
Yeah.
She had no invincibility
frames. There was no invincibility frames, and she would just double fireball each time, and then, like, dude, for some reason, go back, and then double fireball
again. Like, it made no sense, and you gotta get these orbs, and this girl...
The other girl, like, just sat there, it would make reset.
Sense. It would make sense if this girl, okay, take the hit, fucking run. But if you're moving so slow that 3/4 of your health bar disappeared... Because
you just sat there.
Because you just took your fucking time walking through the boss. What the heck?
But we also talked about how it was not very frame friendly.
No, it wasn't. There was
in
a lot of
all
times,
the games.
There was a lot of times where we saw someone like on the minecart, pretending like they're in the Old West riding a minecart. There's fucking
where they jump and go through it and be like, too bad.
Yeah.
Or they duck something and get smacked.
We were both like, I looked at you and you looked at me and you're like, that person done did got robbed. Or something like
on
that.
Fur.
Yeah. And I was like, holy shit. Okay. Like, you don't notice that shit as a kid. It's like, aw, man, you know, bad luck. You know, you play the old Nintendo games and you're just kind of used to bad luck or Nintendo hard.
Yep.
Where you, like, do things where you think it should count, but it really didn't. But watching this as an adult, I was like, you got fucking screwed.
Robson.
Yeah, you got fucking screwed. And the thing is like, okay, so that didn't hurt them because they didn't die.
Yeah.
But it still stole like 10 seconds.
Yeah.
Because to make up for that, they had to wait for the next thing that they had to grab.
To come around, yeah.
And yeah, it ended up screwing them all up. And I, you know what? I feel like that was on purpose.
So while we're in the video zone.
Yeah.
Thing was cool. I would have loved to see, like, I want to watch a YouTube video of the camera without
behind
the graphics.
Like, yes!
Because they were actually dipping and diving behind the buildings and
yeah.
stuff. So that'd be pretty sick.
I wanted to bring that up because there was parts that I forgot, you know, going from kid to watching it now, where, like, you could duck behind a wall or something and they would disappear, which means wherever they were was just, like, a room like the room we're in, but there's, like, a slab coming down.
Yeah.
And you're like, all right, well, the camera's over here. You know, this is a hiding spot right here.
And the one video zone challenge, the Mayan Temple, had the, like, trap door people would go through. Yeah. Like, that's insane.
That is so crazy, because they were literally lifting up and going down. Have you ever... I took a field trip when I was younger to, like, some science museum, and they had a meteorologist corner where you could, like, be in front of a green screen, and you had to look at a TV and try to figure the shit out.
No, but I did the... TBS? Not TBS. CNN? I did a CNN tour.
Nice.
And they did, like, the weatherman meteorologist thing while you were on that.
Did you get to get up there and try it?
No, somebody else did.
Dude, it's so fucking
awesome. And it was so awesome.
Dude, it's so... Because you're just kind of, like, doing this thing. Guys, you won't be able to see this, but you're doing this thing where you're just kind of, like...
I like that hand movement.
Kind of just, like, waving your hand like this, and you're, like... You're, like... Your eyes are locked on that screen. It's like... Am I near Columbus, Ohio right now?
Well, the thing is...
No, I suck.
I'm pretty... Because if you watch meteorologists, they're so good at it.
Yeah. They just wave. They're
so shitty at predicting the weather. Three quarters of them going to school is standing in front of a green screen practicing. And a quarter of it is actually looking at, like, weather patterns and stuff.
Yep. Oh, man. So, if they... Mitch, okay. Getting back to what you mentioned earlier that you wanted to wrap back around to... When they reach the end of these challenges, if they complete it within 60 seconds, let's talk about prizes.
Let's talk about the fucking prizes!
Yeah!
I love the prizes of all these shows.
Mm-hmm.
And I said this more than one time before.
Yep.
Kids in the 90s, and I don't really remember. Actually, yeah, I was too. Because we were just starting to play video games a bunch.
Yep.
And we still had a lot of outdoor time. Kids used to be so extreme.
Yeah. Dude, I'm not even going to get into that, but yep, you're right.
So extreme.
Yep.
Because every prize was some outdoor, super fun activity sort of thing.
You remember moon shoes?
Yeah, well, I always wanted one. I never got some.
Continue talking. I'm looking at eBay.
I'm going to order some right now.
Dude, we're going to have a whole episode on moon shoes in 2 weeks.
No, so...
But seriously, I'm looking at eBay, so keep talking.
Even better. But, like... What? Shit, I don't even remember what I was going to say. Oh, yeah, because they're like... Everybody got mountain bikes. Everybody got tents to go camping in. And then, this is one thing we were talking about. This was filmed at Universal Studios. So, everybody was in Orlando, Florida... For recording, recording.
Yeah.
And, like, they would pick random kids to, like, perform these shows. Because, like, we actually had, like, people ask us when I went down there if we wanted to be part of something. And we were like, oh, we can't. We got to do this or that, whatever.
Yeah.
So, like, that's how they would find some of these kids. So you're on vacation.
Yeah.
And, like, now you're on vacation, you win the show, and they're like, you're going to get a grand trip to here. When we watched, it was, like, Super 8 in Washington, D.C.
Yeah. Oh my god. So you remember when we were watching, I'm like, do you think these kids know each other? And you're like, oh yeah, totally. Oh. Do you take that back now? Because I feel like half
some
of these kids,
some of them did
not know each other.
Yeah.
Because like you could tell when there was definitely that team in the last one that we watched.
With the shaved heads and the long hair?
Those kids, I wanted to punch in the fucking face. Like, those, oh man, those are millennials right now. But, there was the team that lost that was the boy and the girl, and the girl kept fucking everything up.
Oh, yeah.
And you could just see in that boy's face just like, I fucking hate you.
Why am I here on this team?
I fucking hate you.
I thought you were going to steal my spotlight of the whole story of the prizes.
Please tell me the story about these two guys.
Which I just got into a little bit with the shaved head.
Yep.
The shaved sides and the super ridiculously long hair.
Mm-hmm.
On top. And like... All they needed was 3 more years and a little bit of black hair dye, and they were right on line for the emo look.
Like, imagine the new hairstyle right now. I can't say anything because I've got a kind of a variation on it. But I've been doing this hairstyle for fucking 10 years, so I can't say whatever. But imagine, picture in your head that douche that you see in the coffee store that has shaved head up until, like, right above their temples.
It's not even right above their table. Everybody's got that natural part on both sides.
Yeah, it's shaved right to the natural
part. It's way above that. It's just like, it's right above that, and it's super obnoxious.
And then it's just super long hair, just floated over.
Yep.
These kids had this in 1992.
Yeah. So if any of you have that haircut, please send us a photo on Nerdy Thursday. We want to see it so we can make fun of you. Kyle. Just gotta shave the side of your head. You'd be perfect for it.
Oh, man. Kyle looks so great with just a mustache.
Yeah, he does.
That was $1,700 raised.
Let's lie well, answer his poll. Don't grow the beard back.
That's what I said. I said keep the mustache. I was the only one when I clicked it. I was like, yes, please. Experience Grind Podcast. Listen to them every Friday.
So anyway, these two obnoxious dudes that are standing there with this gross haircut lose the game. And they get the runner-up prize.
And they were winning the entire fucking time. And this is another thing in this show. Like, you could be down. You could be winning by 80 points. That fucking final question gives you 100 points and just snipes the fucking lead.
Family Feud final round style.
Have you ever been in an eBay bid? Now that I was just on eBay and you got me thinking about this. There's people, like, for an item where you're actually bidding. Like, a lot of times now, you just go to buy it now and just click it. But there's still times where I go into auctions and I'll place, like, my minor bid. And you'll get down to the wire. Like, 5 minutes left, you're constantly watching it, right? There's always that cocksucker.
Refresh.
Always that cocksucker that fucking snipes you with 2 seconds left because they get some fucking Fios internet somewhere in God Loves You, America.
Yep.
Yeah. That's how I feel about this game. Dude, if I was a kid and I lost in the last 5 seconds because somebody got 100 points for nothing, for sucking all game.
Yep.
Fucking A, dude.
Yeah, so you'd be pissed off, huh?
Yeah.
But what about if your prize was...
Yes!
So, you get a mountain bike. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's pretty
cool. But how would you like to ride your mountain bike as a 13-year-old boy with your very own super cute princess makeup kit?
Yo, how do they not? As a game show that caters to both sexes, right? You're going to have both sexes on the show. How do you not have a prize package that, like, switches it up depending on who loses?
Yeah, like, literally. Oh, like, this is our prize for the day. They look like good candidates. I hope they don't lose.
Oh, my God. And it was amazing because, like, there was only one girl out of the four contestants.
Yeah.
Only one. So it's like, I remember when that prize popped up and we just went silent. We kind of looked at each other and just busted out laughing. It's just oh, dudes. My God.
Poor dude.
So fucking funny, dude. But then, like you said, they had a hotel, somebody won a hotel room in D.C.
Yeah.
No airfare, nothing. Like, all of that you have to pay for, but hey, you got a free hotel room.
Yeah, just to stay.
Which, by the way, those aren't that expensive.
No.
But yeah, I had one more question to you before we get into the ratings. Mitch, if you had 5 arcade cabinets in front of you, you had a video challenge, and it was tasked on you to be able to beat a wizard challenge, a wizard score, what would you like those 5 cabinets to be in front of you?
You couldn't ask me this beforehand, so no. I was prepared.
No, you never do the same. You never...
I would never extend that courtesy to you.
You never give me that.
No, but you could have done me the kindness of sending me a message like, hey...
Nope.
I got an arcade cabinet question for you.
Nope. I have literally been thinking about this since I hit end last week on this episode.
You're a dick. So anyway, which means you've been thinking about it. So now I'm going to stall, and I'm going to stall, and then I'm going to stall.
You know me. I don't know my answers at all.
And yeah, sure. And then I'm going to stall some more, and I'm going to throw you a curveball question, you douche.
I also have more video game experience than you, so I think I could come up with 5 pretty quick.
Yeah, whatever. So. Pac-Man.
Okay.
I got my last one.
GoldenEye can also work.
No. Joust.
You do realize it can be like Super Nintendo, Nintendo, and stuff like that, right?
Yeah, no, you said arcade cabinets.
Yeah, but...
You said arcade cabinets.
No, no.
The Simpsons, a Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle game, and the last one would be Centipede.
Okay.
Because it was in your basement and I practiced it a lot.
Yeah, I was about to say, you have a lot of practice on that game. We played that a shitload at the Arcade Expo. At least I did. I got 2nd place on that machine.
Oh, I should have picked Karate Champ.
That was also at the Hinsdale Youth Center.
I know, that's why I beat your ass and remember all the moves.
Yep. I remember playing that like twice and be like, fuck this game. This
Listen,
game
if
sucks.
You ever play Karate Champ, both joysticks up, both joysticks up, both joysticks out. You win every time.
Up, up,
front
up.
Flip, front flip, roundhouse.
That's awesome. That's awesome. All right, so you got a curveball for me?
No.
Oh, oh.
No.
Which game would you choose?
I was talking to you.
As your first choice. If all of the machines were open, what game would you choose feeling like you could beat the Wizard's Challenge?
Do I know the Wizard?
No.
Well, considering the lowball numbers of the Wizard's Challenge,
it's scaled to your age.
You can't just keep throwing random curveballs at me like that.
This is why
I don't like answering your questions.
I honestly feel like that was implied. I didn't think that you would assume that you're playing these arcade cabinets to a 10-year-old specs.
Why not? I changed my answer.
Because we're 30 years old.
I'm not. Don't you put that curse on me.
Fucking A, man.
Mm-mm. How dare you? I would choose probably the Simpsons game.
That game was awesome.
Yep, yep,
did
but
you
I was
play as Marge
really
with
the
fucking
the vacuum
cleaner?
No, like Homer and the bowling ball. Or Bart and the skateboard.
Awesome. We should play that. My RetroPie, I have that game.
At least on the saxophone.
So we could play that sometime.
Sick.
It'd be sick.
We're pretty full up, though, on ideas.
For at least a month.
Yeah.
But that's great.
Plus, hopefully we got a new guest host coming on.
Next week.
There's something. Oh, no.
That's the plan.
No.
Uh-huh. It was supposed to be Dodgeball this week.
Yeah.
And him next week.
Well, yeah, but he's already been on a show. I said a new guest host.
Oh. Who?
We literally just talked about it before we started recording.
I don't remember. This Four Loko's kicking my ass.
Me too. I gotta drive home. I just bought a Coke.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I know what you're talking about.
Woohoo! Those are the best two hints I can give you.
Do you guys like Stranger Things?
No.
Okay.
I just like strange things. Stranger Things scare me.
Wow. Okay, I gotta ask
Stranger
you real quick. You watched the second season.
We're not talking about it!
No, no, quick question.
Sorry, that was loud.
Quick question. Have you watched season two?
The whole thing.
Okay. Who is Max's brother in that? Billy? His name was Billy, right?
Yeah, Zac Efron.
That's not who it was.
I know, but it looks like
okay.
It.
Spoiler alert, guys. If you haven't watched Stranger Things 2, tell me.
I can't believe you're going to say this. We're not supposed to talk about it.
Doesn't matter. We'll get back. We'll cover this again. Tell me, you watching that scene where he's talking to Mike's mom, and you're not just like, get it, boy! Like, the whole time, like, yeah!
So,
like, you hate him the entire show, and then this comes up, and you're like, fuck her. Fuck her.
Spoiler alerts for when we do this show in a few weeks. Literally half the conversation we just had while I was setting my code up.
Yeah.
Was about that scene.
Yes!
We're going to be in good company when we talk about
this show. Yeah, dude, I was screaming at my TV. I'm like, get it, boy!
I'm like doing work, and I just like draw, like scooting the laptop over and just started watching like intently, and I was just like...
You better fuck that lady. Oh my god. That was amazing. You got a curveball question for me?
No, I said I'd try to.
Okay, do you have one or no?
No.
Do you want to ask the same question to me then?
No, I don't care. They might. You can answer to them.
Alright, so when I said arcade cabinet, you said that it was a various machines set up to look like arcade cabinets. That's what I was going for. So my five games would be Bubble Bobble, Super Mario 3.
Mm-hmm.
I would go Sonic the Hedgehog just because, dude, I would want to play that in that setting. That sounds awesome. 4 would be, man, vast majority of my life is like the regular Nintendo. So that's what I have. Gradius. I play Gradius. And then, what's number 5? What would number 5 be? I'm trying to cheat and look at my game library over here. Let's do Double Dragon. Double Dragon would be sick. Also, guys, if you like Double Dragon,
Experience Grind podcast just covered Double Dragon Neon last week, and Tadpog Double Dragon 2 last week. So give them a listen. They rock. Mitch, on a scale of 1 to a bowl of... I already have my dodgeball rating already picked out.
Too late.
Already picked out, and I almost just went to that, which is kind of upsetting. But if you were to gauge this show on a scale of 1 to a bowl of floating orbs that you had to collect without getting decimated by a wizard, how would you rate this show?
I would give it... Did you hit it right?
Yeah.
19.
19. That is down 4 from last time you rated it.
Good. Good. So what happens when you gotta talk about something you don't like twice?
It went from a solid B to a D+.
It was a C+. It was a C+ last time. So.
Mitch.
Sean.
Yeah?
On a scale of 1 to a bowl of silly ripoff games to see who has control of Mikey. How many silly ripoff games to get control of Mikey would you rate this game?
I feel like I gave this game 24 last time. And to be honest, having not watched it like right before recording this, like I can see some more of the flaws. I'd give it 21. I'd drop it down to 21.
Sweet.
I honestly feel like it's a lot of fun, but if I were to sit down and watch it versus another show that we've watched before, I'd prefer to watch Legends of the Hidden Temple.
So, I don't know why you got so emotional all of a sudden.
I didn't. My head just started throbbing.
It's the Four Loko.
No, it's my fucking sinuses.
Nice. You know a good way to clear them?
Nope. It's all like here.
Sweet. Anyway, are you taking back your promise that was lost due to technical difficulties last week?
I don't recall what the promise was.
That you're going to just sit down and watch all the episodes of it.
Oh yeah, it's gone. I don't think I promised that.
You did.
I think I said I wanted to. I would never promise such a thing. That is too much of a commitment.
Because there's like... We saw one YouTube channel that had like 300 videos?
Yeah, it was 233 videos.
Which is weird, because there's only 84 episodes.
So. I don't know why there's 233 then. but yeah, I remember that being a thing. But I definitely wouldn't promise on something like that, and I'm definitely not watching them. I'll watch a couple, but... I started watching this new show on Hulu. Have you seen Ghosted?
No.
It's got...
But I've done it. And it's happened to me.
Have you, it's got Adam Scott and, who's the black guy from The Office?
Oh, yeah! Daryl Philbin.
No.
I know, well, I don't know what his real name is.
Yeah, that's his fuck.
Yeah. I forget his real name. Craig
Robinson.
Yeah,
Craig Robertson, right. Or Robinson, or whatever. But Adam Scott and him.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Psych.
Yeah, it looks like a decent show.
It's fucking awesome, dude. There's only like 6 episodes out, but it's on Hulu, and it comes out every Sunday, so you get a new episode every Monday.
Yeah. I heard the Orville's good, too.
Dude, that's the one with...
Seth MacFarlane.
Yes. Dude, I heard it's amazing. I gotta start that show. But...
Maybe. But you shouted out our website earlier.
I did.
You threw the Patreon in there.
Yep.
Yeah, if you would need all that stuff again, just rewind it. And then re-listen to the whole episode again.
NerdyThursday.com, you can get all the shit that you need to listen to or click on or whatever. I've been drinking Four Loko, so I might not make that much sense. But I do want to give a quick shout-out to CowabungaBreakfast.bandcamp.com, otherwise known as GlitchCast7 over on Twitch. He does our theme song, The Invention of Nerdy Thursday. And I think that's really all you need to know.
Patreon. Once again, we should shout-out Brian for doing this week's logo.
Yeah.
Like he's done a lot of other logos.
Yeah, last week.
And he's holding on a logo from like weeks ago that we said we were going to sometime do a show.
I know exactly what you're talking about.
I don't know what it is. I don't remember the topic. I just remember. I just know he's got it.
Goldeneye.
Oh, yeah.
It's Goldeneye.
Fuck you, Big Dave. You don't even listen, but fuck him.
Fucking need to play that game, homeboy.
We should tell him to bring that up Friday.
That'd be sick.
Play some TMNT. Play some GoldenEye.
That'd be sick.
Get Gus involved.
Get a bunch of games. Oh my god! We can't
get we got our Friday plans.
We can't get Patreon episodes recording. Which, by the way, this was also deleted last week. There has been a very big drought when it came to Patreon episodes coming out. And I'm looking at you, motherfucker.
It's my fault.
I'm going to be taking over the editing of it so we can actually get episodes out, because one episode every 4 months doesn't really work. But I'm going to be working on those. If you guys like what we do, every dollar counts. Head on over to patreon.com/nerdythursday and you know, just show your support. We very much so appreciate it. We did get some phone calls earlier, and that phone number is 413-418-0076 if you want to give us a call. So leave us a voicemail, shoot us a text, whatever you want to do. But no matter what, until next time,
keep it nerdy. God, you look like a sick motherfucker.
Dude,
you look like a redneck right now.
Dude, I feel so fucking bad.
In 1952, the world was a darker place. There were only 6 days in the week, not seven like we know today. And everybody walked around wearing clothes that were painted gray. And they were sad almost all the time. Yeah, they were. And back in 1952, there were 6 days in the week. You could never know which day was the one for you, but I do. In 1965, somebody became alive, and they had a great idea to make a brand new day. It was called Nerdy Thursday, and it was a day for all the people across the world who played D&D and Magic the Gathering and had LAN parties, and it was their very own day for them. The world was big and cruel, and cold and gray and sad, but Nerdy Thursday came up and made everybody glad, because after that they had a whole lot more stuff to do with their minds, and they left the gray old square world behind. Nerdy Thursday, you're the man, I hope you'll be my friend.